Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Analytics Neat. I'm your host, Bill Bruno. For those of you that might be new here, Analytics Neat is a weekly podcast. It comes out every Monday. I tend to cover media, marketing, analytics, technology, and data, and I do it in a short format to try to make it something easy for you to digest and then move on with your day. I also love interacting with all of you, so you can reach out to me directly on Twitter, at Bill Bruno, using the hashtag AnalyticsNeat. You can also give the podcast a follow, at AnalyticsNeat on Twitter as well. So if you have any ideas, topics, questions, concerns, hit me up, and I'd love to chat. And whether you're an avid listener of the podcast or you're new here and you like what you happen to be hearing, then please rate, review, and subscribe on whatever platform you prefer. If I'm not on a platform that you prefer to listen to, let me know and we'll try to figure that one out too. All right, so jumping off with a bit of good housekeeping, Apple was in the news this past week for apparently using contractors to listen to audio recordings from what people are asking Siri. It's a quality control approach that they call grading. And personally, I think it's hilarious that people are shocked that these asks of Siri are being reviewed. If you're going to improve AI, it still requires some human involvement to further the algorithms, and it also, you know, helps them improve the quality of the response as well. Think of how many times this happens to me, where you ask Siri a question and you're very unhappy with the result, or almost mad at her for not being good at what she does. And to do that, you have to improve the AI, you have to improve the ability to process human speech, so on and so forth. But I've mentioned this in the past, all of these convenient items in your home are definitely providing data back to their respective motherships. Be aware of that, and maybe don't ask Siri things like, how do I get away with murdering my neighbor, when you've had a bad day or a bad interaction, or anything along those lines, because there's always people listening. And I'll wrap up the housekeeping by saying thank you to those of you that continue to submit questions and topics. I've had a massive influx of topic ideas and questions, and I really appreciate that, because as somebody who has to come up with content weekly, it's really helpful to get suggestions. So thank you so much, and please keep those coming along. So jumping into the main topic for today, I saw quite a few mentions of a report from a company called G2. And they did something called a grid report for BI platforms. And I saw it all over social media. I saw some people mentioning it. I got some emails with advertisements for some of the vendors that were in it. And don't confuse this grid report with SAS Grid for Analytics. They're two very different things. And the new report that I saw mentioned was for the summer 2019 edition. And I was a bit intrigued and figured I'd do a bit of research into this and then give you the download just in case you hadn't seen it. And so the first question for me, obviously, was who the heck is G2? So they claim to be the world's largest tech marketplace where businesses can, and I quote, discover, review, and manage the technology they need to reach their potential. They were founded in 2012 by five entrepreneurs, and they have a platform that allows for what they call authentic reviews of platforms and consulting firms. They also claim to have almost 850,000 reviews. So I definitely have some questions on first glance as I dig into the website and look at some of the methodologies on the validity of the reviews. But they do claim to do research on the individual via LinkedIn and other channels. They moderate all submissions. But still, I feel like this has the potential to be Yelp, where you get a lot of unhappy folks who just like to complain, leaving the majority of the reviews. But anyways, they take each category and they provide a grid report. And by category, I mean different vendor categories. So BI platforms, customer data platforms, digital analytics platforms, you know, so on and so forth. And ultimately, you know, these reviews from individuals are a main part of what sort of dictates the results that come into these reports. I think it's also interesting that they have reviews of services firms as well. So it's a pretty cool site. But we'll spend the rest of today going through the business intelligence platforms that they reviewed and walk through the methodology that goes into these grid reports as well. So what is the grid methodology? G2 rates products and vendors based on reviews gathered from their user community. They also claim to use data aggregated from online sources and social networks. And they apply a unique algorithm, which they say is version 3.0. Against the data to calculate the satisfaction and market presence scores in real time. So it's apparently the third version of the math, and I'm assuming that's because they've brought in other details or other data. But the chart itself, from a visual perspective, is a lot like Forrester, Gartner, and others. I definitely have some questions on the algorithm and how, you know, things get calculated, but we'll get into satisfaction and market presence in a few minutes, and first want to start by describing the grid itself. So it's four quadrants, similar to Gartner and Forrester. For the G2, the x-axis is satisfaction, with the higher level of satisfaction to the right. And the y-axis is market presence, with the larger market presence at the top. So the top right quadrant are the leaders. The top left quadrant are the contenders. The bottom right would be high performers. And the bottom left, in last place, is what they call niche. As you look at this across satisfaction and market presence, they also provide some details on what goes into each one of those rankings. Satisfaction, they rank in order of importance, is affected by the following. So customer satisfaction with product attributes based on the reviews themselves, popularity and statistical significance based on the number of reviews, quality of reviews received. So reviews that are more thoroughly completed will be weighed more heavily, according to them. The age of the reviews, so more recent reviews are relevant and up to date, and that's reflective of the current state of the product. Customer satisfaction with administration-specific product attributes. And the overall customer satisfaction and net promoter score based on ratings by G2 users. So right out of the gate, there's some questions, right, in terms of how this is ranked. And you know, it does come across as a bit of a popularity contest, since the second highest in order of importance are the number of reviews received by G2. So I hadn't heard of G2. I'm not sure how many of you have as well, and of my listeners. But ultimately, that plays in pretty heavily here. But jumping over to market presence, this one's a lot simpler. Market presence is a combination of 15 metrics from G2's reviews, publicly available information, and third-party sources. So G2 is going out and scouring the internet, and they're also using the metrics from the reviews themselves. So again, the reviews play a heavy part in this. And as I jumped through and I looked at a variety of different technologies, not just BI, you've got some tools have quite a bit of reviews, some don't. So I would urge, if you're a vendor and you want to be included in these things, to make your user base aware of G2 and start getting them to review your products. So for the summer 2019 Business Intelligence Report, who were the leaders? The top five were Power BI, Domo, Tableau, Looker, and Sisense. I'm not sure if I'm saying Sisense right. Sisense, the sixth sense, if you will. I thought it was Looker being in there is very relevant, given that they just raised recently another $248 million. In looking at the number of reviews across the leader category, Domo had the highest number of reviews at 525. The rest averaged somewhere around 250 to 300. The highest satisfaction ranking in the leader category was actually Insight Squared, who didn't peek into the top five. The lowest satisfaction in the leader category was SAP Business Objects. I've got to be honest, I didn't know that that was still a thing. Market presence for the leaders was a tie between IBM Cognos and SAP Business Object. When it comes to the algorithm, as you're looking at the tables, you have the market presence, you have the satisfaction, and then you have the G2 score. And the G2 score is what positions someone on the quadrant. And upon closer inspection, the G2 score is just the average of the satisfaction and market presence score. So while there's an algorithm for satisfaction and an algorithm for market presence, there's no additional weighting applied to the G2 score. It's the average of the two. Dropping down a rank into the high performer category, Clipfolio led everyone in that category. Folks like SAS and Oracle found themselves in the contender category. And in addition, there is a fun amount of detail for things like feature comparisons and full profiles for each vendor. So it's actually quite a bit of information. It's all information based upon the reviews. So if there's a vendor you're looking at who doesn't have a lot of reviews, you're not going to be all that happy. But I do think that the key point here is that a report and platform like this should be a tool for evaluating vendors, but it should not be the leading sort of dictator for your decisions. I talked a bit about this several weeks ago, but the reality of things never really come to light when it comes to the features and how well a vendor is going to operate within your environment until you try to put this in production in some sort of POC with a few of your key requirements. You know, one user's trash is another user's treasure, right? And also, for categories that might not be as well established, I would not rely on a user-generated platform to let you know what all the options are in the sector. I'd also question, in the case where there is quite a few reviews, as to how many came from the same organization. And for something like BI, a well-established space, you'll get a pretty comprehensive list of all of the leaders and options out there. You know, when you go through the full list of all the vendors that were included, I think it's difficult to say that any were really left off. But if you go into other niches like customer data platform or some of the services vendor side, you know, there's quite a bit missing, right? It's not expansive. So it's not meant to be a full list. It's just based upon what's been reviewed. But I'll go ahead and give a free plug, because G2 does have a fun data set to jump through. And I'd urge you to take a look when you have some time. The reviews of the services businesses are also pretty interesting. And also, if you have a tech or a services business, it might be good to get your customers to leave some reviews and get more exposure from your brand. And I've heard for years at conferences, you know, people saying, I wish that people were a bit more honest about what works and what doesn't, about the vendors that they've tried or the vendors that they're using today. And, you know, I think user-generated content and knowledge sharing is really important. I think it's the only true way to understand how things are operating in an actual production environment. You know, but I think overall, you need to take some of this with a grain of salt if there's not quite a bit of reviews done about that platform, or if perhaps those reviews are coming from the same organization. And let's not forget that if some of those reviews are coming from organizations who are always on stage at those particular user conferences or technology conferences, that they're probably being urged to leave specific reviews in exchange for something as well. So you have to watch out for biases at any point in time when there's a user-generated review. Just like when you go on Yelp and somebody complains that their dinner plate was cold, that probably doesn't mean that everyone's plates are cold. But with that, we'll go ahead and put a bow on this week's episode of Analytics Neat. Thank you again so much for listening. Please keep the topic suggestions and questions coming, and we'll be back again next Monday with another new episode. And I promise that it'll actually come live on Monday next week instead of this one coming live on Wednesday. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your week.